Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And don't forget to leave a rating and review so it can help others find this podcast that may be able to get some great benefits from health and wellness to live a longer, healthier life as well. Last week,
we talked about burnout.
Thank you for jumping in there. So go back and listen to that episode if you want to learn more about burnout, the impacts that it has on your body, and ways to overcome burnout. Some great tips and tricks there. This week, we are going to be talking about happiness through food. A happiness diet, basically, is what we're going to be talking about. So hopefully you'll find some great benefits in relation to eating. But this is related to overall mental health and then correlating that with your diet.
Yeah.
What do you think on some benefits there?
Yeah. So I kind of like this term, happiness diet. We've talked about diet in previous episodes and have gone through like various diets as well. But this is really important to talk about how food has a connection to our mental health as well. So like the more diverse, which what we've talked about before, the more diverse your diet as far as like getting those veggies and fruits and legumes, the more diverse your microbiome is going to be, and then the happier your mood will be in turn. So you're aiming for your microbiome to really be as diverse as it can get. There's those little bugs in our microbiome that feed off of the fiber and different the vegetables that we're eating, the fruits that we're eating, all the foods that we eat. That's how our microbiome gets diverse. So the more variety that you have, the better it is for not only your microbiome, but your physical body and your mental state as well. So to get a good gut health, you need to not only eat more of the variety of fruits and vegetables, but you also need to take care of your physical needs too. So they kind of go hand in hand. This diet isn't just about what foods you're eating in particular, but also what you're doing day to day in life. So how to improve your gut health. Like we've said in previous episodes, go big on fiber. I know I've posted a few foods that we've been eating on Instagram. So check out our Instagram as well for different recipes out there to add the vegetables and fruits to your diet. But I always say to not count your calories, instead count your food. So you're aiming to add more plant carbohydrates to your meals. Those like plants that aren't as easily digested. So thinking about like broccoli, the heartier vegetables, fruits that are tougher to digest as well. So bananas are good, but you want more like oranges and the citrus fruits too. So eating more foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, legumes. Previously, our goal was to aim for 25, but even more than 25, you want to get at least 28 grams of fiber a day, 30 variety of foods is what they say per week, yes. All right. But 28 of grams of fiber per day. So 28 grams of fiber per day, but a variety of 30 fruits, veggies, legumes, nuts throughout your week. That's going to fuel your probiotics in your colon, which then feeds the rest of your body, including your brain. So our brains are connected to our gut. I mean, you wake up in the morning and your stomach's growling. So then your brain is triggered. Oh, I'm hungry. So there is that connection. You start to feel hunger. Your brain is telling you you need to eat, or the opposite. You feel really full. So then you don't eat. So making sure that you stick to a routine with your eating schedule as well helps to make sure that your brain is fed and your mental state is really good too then. Remix those plant foods. So like I said, the greater the variety of plants you can work into your diet, the more diverse that your gut flora will be. So you want to try foods, especially if you're looking for more to be more happy. These foods are linked to trigger those happiness, that happiness in our brains. So dark chocolate, berries, salmon, avocados, bananas, eggs, nuts, walnuts, foods that are high in those probiotics are going to then increase your gut microbiome, that gut flora, which helps our brains then to feel full and happy and ready to go for our day. I usually do like that fruit smoothie with some protein as well in the mornings before I even get my day started and go work out. And usually I feel way better on those days that I'm having that versus the days that I like skipped my protein shake in the morning. So you don't have to aim for like a really big breakfast or really big meals to make your mood increase. You just want to add that variety. Hydration also is going to help with boosting your mood. So including that water in your diet if you aren't already. And we have a whole episode on water, so go back and listen to that to know all the benefits of water. But for our mental health and for the gut flora, water is going to keep everything, of course, moving along so we don't feel stuck throughout our day. So our gut also doesn't feel stuck throughout the day. So make sure that you keep a bottle next to you that's refillable. That's an easy way of getting that water uptake in throughout the day. And then make an effort just to drink more water. So signs that you need more water would be, of course, if you're using the restroom, so you've gone pee and your pee is like the color of apple juice, that's not good. You want to aim to have the lighter color or clear, which means then that you've had enough water. Other signs that you haven't had enough water would be dry skin. Right now, even my lips are a little bit dry, so I need to go drink some more water. So dry lips, dry mouth. You want to make sure that you're keeping hydrated because that also helps to keep those moist. As well as feeling thirsty. So that's another sign that you haven't drank enough water, is that you'll start to feel thirsty too. Usually at that point, you're in the dehydration range. So you want to for sure get some water if you're feeling extra thirsty. Not only does water help like with everything moving, it does help to produce saliva, and saliva is very important for that digestion of our food. So it helps to move everything down into the gut, but then it also prevents heartburn or the reflux, acid reflux. So the water, the saliva, helps to flush out our acid from our throats, which decreases our chances of getting acid reflux after eating a meal. So really important to have that water all day long. Make sure that you have that bottle next to you and keep refilling it. Another thing is to avoid antibiotics. So tip number four is to avoid antibiotics unless prescribed by your doctor, of course. There may be some times that your doctor is like, yeah, you have to take this in order to get rid of whatever that bacteria, the bad bacteria that has been built up. But as much as you can avoid it, if you're starting to feel better and you still have some antibiotics left, sometimes people will save their antibiotics. That, don't do that, please. Don't do that. As much as you can avoid taking them, because they do kill the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria in our gut, which then decreases our mood too. So avoiding antibiotics. Tip number five, you want to do some exercising, and especially heart pumping exercises. So again, it's not all about what we're eating that can help our gut feel better and our mental state better as well, but those exercises or moving also triggers our gut, our guts to move things along, which increases our mood too. So if you've ever worked out, like, it's funny because sometimes I'll feel my muscles spasm like in my gut as I'm working out. So I know, like, okay, this is a good workout. Maybe you felt the same thing, but you want to aim for that because that is a good movement. It helps your body to get rid of the foods that you have ate and helps to move everything along throughout your body. So you want to aim for 90 minutes of aerobic training per week. So 3 to 5 times a week of doing aerobic activity, 30 minutes each day. And that will help to not only move things along, but does increase your good bacteria in the gut, helping to then make your brain trigger those good emotions too. Tip number 6, you want to reduce your stress. No surprise here. Stress is linked to our gut as well. So when you're more stressed, you're going to feel more tense in the gut. You're also going to then experience those negative emotions that go along with being stressed. So you want to try like meditation, doing more yoga, deep breathing in those moments. Prolonged stress is really bad for your gut lining as well. It makes it thinner, which then leads to those bad bacteria potentially getting into our bloodstream. So stress is really not fun for the body, especially our guts. It leads to Crohn's disease and IBS as well. So doing more things to de-stress your life will help with your gut microbiome to become healthier, as well as then your mental state to get better. Tip number 7, the last tip that I have is to get sleep. So go to bed earlier, get at least 7 hours of sleep each night and quality sleep. So if you know that you typically toss and turn while you're sleeping, go to bed even earlier. So 7 to 9 hours is that range that you're wanting to aim for. This too helps to increase that gut, good bacteria in your gut that's going to lead to a better mood. And I agree completely with this one. I know that if I get a really bad night's sleep, I tend to want to go for those foods that aren't good for my gut. But when I get that quality sleep, that's when I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my smoothie every morning. I'm going to make sure that I'm exercising and doing those things that are going to increase my good bacteria. So those are the benefits that I have for you. I know my husband has some more as well.
All right, some great tips there. And yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit more about some additional tips where you can use food to create happiness. One of those tips is to create some memorable experiences when it comes to dining, whether you're dining with your significant other, family, friends. It's always great to bring people together through food and create that sense of belongingness and just kind of build that connection. That's going to help share laughs and kind of enjoy the company of others and really just contribute to your overall well-being. So next time you plan a meal, think about inviting somebody to join you. I know my wife and I sit down every day after work for dinner and we talk about how our day went and some things that we saw in the news and really just have a good conversation to kind of release all those emotions that are left over from the day and kind of vent out a little bit.
Good way to reduce the stress.
Definitely. Make sure that you moderate your drinking in these situations. It's good to have a glass of wine or a beer, but again, make sure you're limiting that to 2 drinks for men and 1 drink for women. But again, it's a great thing to kind of bring people together based on tip 1 and then incorporate a little bit of alcohol, such as some red wine into that dinner. It can help loosen you up a little bit and again, create that good overall experience and connection with having conversations with your friends and family while you're having that meal. Finally, it's important to have a formal time when it comes to eating, when it, you know, you're eating your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. In this fast-paced world, a lot of us can just kind of graze on the go and kind of forage on the go, and you want to try to avoid that as much as possible. You'll want to have more of a regular eating schedule because that helps regulate your digestive patterns and ensure that you're meeting your energy and nutritional needs throughout the day as well. And then sitting down with a meal can also be a moment of mindfulness. And in your otherwise hectic day when you're just constantly on the go. So it's very important to establish lunchtime, for example, and make sure you're giving yourself at least a good solid 30 minutes to kind of just sit there, eat, focus on the food. I know my wife likes to talk about this a lot, is just kind of really that mindfulness eating, so you're not overeating as well as you're kind of just rushing through your day. So again, really just taking that time to have that meal, be thankful for it, enjoy it, almost like a meditation as you're going through that, and really just give yourself that time each day. So those were all the tips that we had related to making yourself happy through your diet and your food. Mm-hmm. So thank you for joining us this week. Again, follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. And make sure that you start implementing a few of these tips into your life so that you can also be superhumanistic. We'll see you next week.
Bye.